He's been proving doubters wrong his whole life.
Either choose you want to play sports or do you want to be a cowboy?
We were amazed at his talent.
Chris Harris Jr. is the first and only one to make it to the NFL from Bixby, Oklahoma.
NFL or NBA, man, anything. Anyway, anything to get out of here, really.
He would get up, get his sister up, and they would go to the bus stop, go to school.
He's always been competitive since he was little.
He's just like he is right now.
Despite just one Division I scholarship offer, despite being undrafted, despite tearing his ACL.
Out here catching balls. Every day out here on this field.
He's a good kid. I'm so proud of him.
Harris is coming off an all-pro season, has a brand new contract, and is now a father.
Yeah, I was probably number 90. I was definitely the last person on the team.
This is his underdog story.
Try to stay on that line. Stay on the line. There you go. There you go. Oh!
Give me three.
It's a very small town, especially when I first when I was growing up here. It wasn't anything really out here, and the only thing we had to really focus on is just sports and school, or run around the country somewhere.
All right, the quarterback's over here. So you're going to backpedal, 1, 2, 3, open and run.
Back on the field where his dreams first took shape, and later against all odds, became reality.
Chop him, chop him. There you go, there you go.
Chris Harris Jr. is back in Bixby, his hometown just outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma, hosting his first annual camp with a very fitting name.
Oh, there you go, there you go.
Your underdog mentality, where'd you get that from?
In football, really, man, I was still one of the top players here, but in the state, man, I was still underdog. They didn't have me ranked high. I was a two-star coming out of Oklahoma, so I always had to still fight the same battles I still fight today in the NFL to get known.
When he was a ninth grader, he was a little small at that time, and. Of course, they always talk about it's a challenge for him, but he overcome all kinds of things in that situation.
You can see what he brings to the table.
Came up to me and says, you know, Coach, I feel like I can run the football. I feel like I'm a very good running back.
Well, you can understand why.
I said, well, Chris, let's go over here and talk to, the offensive coordinator.
The end around and into the clear is Chris Harris.
From that point on, we were amazed at his talent.
He could go, and he will.
What was it like playing football here when you were in high school?
Oh, we loved it, man. I loved it. We were able to go to state championship. We lost. I was on a lot of great teams here, and when I played here, we didn't have this turf. We had grass, so you can just see the difference, man.
This is different, too. Bixby beat Lawton in the 6A Division II title game in 2014 and gave former Spartan teams, including Harris's, a little redemption after the school had finished runner-up 7 times.
When you were in high school, you played all kinds of sports, basketball, and then you were also a wide receiver and a DB, right?
Yeah, I played every position and played all the sports. And I mean, my mom kept me active, man. We didn't have tennis, all this stuff, man, that you see, man, we didn't have any of this when I was here.
Chris, he just picked up basketball when he was little and started dribbling, and he started playing basketball at the Y. And he, during a game, he'd score like 20 or 30 points. I coached him on some fundamentals, him and my daughter Brittany. And they really had their fundamentals down. And so he just went down and shot a perfect layup every time.
And what kind of little kid was he? Was he always energetic or what?
Yes, and very busy. And always getting into stuff.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was there ever a time where you just went back and forth at it or what?
Yes, especially when he was trying to teach me certain moves, we get in arguments.
Competition started early, and so did discipline.
Well, I kind of had to instill it in him because I am single mom, and Chris at the age of 10, he would have to
make sure I was up and my sister was up ready to go to class, go to school.
Come back home, and he was responsible, you know, for getting her back in the house.
I had a lot of responsibility at a young age to be able to be disciplined and be able to just even go to class.
I never had to call them and wake them up. They were always up and on time and ready to go, which is I'm very blessed.
That discipline carried over to the football field. As a senior, Harris was named All-State at defensive back and won District Player of the Year. Division I scholarship offers should have been pouring in, but they weren't.
Playing here, were there a lot of scouts that would come and check you out at Bixby or what?
No. Man, we had tons of scouts, man. One of my teammates had like 50 offers, and they just never really cared about for me, so that was just the situation I was in. I felt very disrespected, and at the time, I could never fathom, like, how do I only have one offer? And it always messed with me. But I was just so happy. I'll never forget when Coach Mangino called me. I felt like I had 20 offers.
It just takes one school to like you. And for Harris, that was the University of Kansas.
I was ecstatic, man. I had played a whole football season, and then I didn't get an offer until basketball season. So I was just really waiting for a while just to get that offer. I want y'all to do, give me three back pedals, this way, and then finish.
There would be a permanent chip on Harris's shoulder from that point forward, and a personal mission began to prove doubters wrong.
Y'all have fun today?
Yeah! Chris Harris on three. One, two, three,
Chris Harris!
Next time on The Underdog.
We moved here when my parents got divorced. At four, we had to stay at my grandma's house, which I'll show you my grandma's, and then we moved here.
Harris takes us back to the beginning, a homecoming tour unlike any other.
I was straight sports. They kind of say I was like a city child, because that's all I wanted to do is really leave, go to a bigger city always.
And once at KU, Harris's football career would mirror his prep days with more adversity. But off the field, he was met with a different sort of challenge.
I just did not date athletes. That was just my thing. I didn't date athletes. I didn't want anything to do with them. And he was just so nice and he was so persistent and, you know, gave me his phone number. And I'm like, well, if you want to talk to me, here's my number. I probably won't call you.
That's next time on The Underdog.